Hey friends, this is Peter, and I'm so excited to be launching The Growth Year, a limited 12-episode podcast that takes just minutes of your day. Today, we'll talk about why nothing is as permanent as it seems. Ready? Let's go. All this time you're thinking, how long will this go on for? But then, as the weeks go by, things start to settle. You're looking back blushing and slightly embarrassed at how outsized your worries were just a few months ago. So, what's the pattern here? That nothing is permanent. Time heals, change is the only constant. Getting unstuck takes time, and even though there are moments where you feel like you're in a hamster wheel headed towards nowhere, all you have to do is get off and watch it spin without you. It took me so long to realize that fluctuations in life and career and all things growth is the common denominator. We're all part of this fractional life that at the end of the day comes out in the wash and becomes whole. And the more tightly we hold and grip onto this preconceived notion that nothing changes, the doom loop, we lose sight of the fact that we are, in fact, adaptable, flexible, innovative, and hey, if you've gotten this far in life, you figure some shit out along the way. As someone who is Asian and grew up in the Bay Area, there's an underbelly of high achievement that has somehow caused us to think that things are permanent. Grades, test scores, ultimately where you go to college, where you work, your performance ratings define who you are. That this linear path to success is often rewarded in a meritocracy that only relates to an achievement-based identity. A vacuum. And being laid off, that's the worst thing that can happen to you. I'm going to take a pause here for my non-techie friends, my dancers, artists, models, actors, because it's not exclusively those who work in tech, finance, and law. This is something that is pervasive across the board, and we, above all else, are most guilty of self-doubt and distrust in our own abilities. And because we work at the intersection of identity and art, our work is even more closely tied to who we are, more than those who sport a corporate badge. So when things change, when we face rejection, a show ending, or worse, silence, we think that things may stay that way forever. We forget that every day we step into the studio, on stage, on set, that we've already built this innate level of resilience to change. We are the true chameleons. So here's a strategy that I use every year and just finished coming out to my growth year anniversary. It's a blend of morning pages, journaling, and an annual gratitude reflection, taking stock of each month of the last year, say June to June, and in each month reflecting on 3 to 4 things that happen that month. The highs, the lows, the in-betweens. When things are in a constant state of change, we have a habit of putting on future thinking blinders, but it's so rare that we get to go back and look at all the things we've weathered. That things will eventually work themselves out, and we can trust in our abilities to grind where we need. We can allow the past to inform present circumstances and ultimately show us that we've been doing all right this whole time. Thanks for tuning into The Growth Year. The information shared on this podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and does not constitute professional, legal, or financial advice. We encourage you to consult a qualified professional before making decisions related to your career, business, or personal development. All views expressed are those of the hosts and the guests and do not reflect any official position of their employers, past, present, or future, or organization. By listening, you agree not to hold the host or guest liable for any decisions you make based on what you hear. See you next time.